Hey, Smart A investors, it's Kent Leach. I've got a confession to make. Man, I've been feeling so guilty. I don't know what to do about it. So I'm coming on here to confess. Today, I borrowed money to make an investment. I know, man, I don't know what to do about it. I mean, debt is bad. All debt is bad. But man, when you borrow money to make an investment, how stupid is that? But here's the question. When you borrow money to make an investment, the first question that needs to be asked is, who did you borrow the money from? And so the answer to that question is, I borrowed it from myself. Now you're starting to see something a little bit different. You're seeing a little bit different story. So maybe it's not so bad when you borrow money from yourself. How does that work? Well, my money happened to be sitting in a specially designed high cash value whole life policy. That's where I've been saving money for the last 13 years so that I can deploy it into assets. And then when I borrow money from my bank, I make sure I pay it back with interest. And when you go and buy assets like I did today, I bought an asset that is going to give me an 80% tax deduction. So let's just say that I invested $100,000 in this asset. I get to write off 80% on my income. And we're not just talking about passive gains and passive losses. I get to write off 80% of my I don't have a W-2 income. What I have is LLC pass-through income and capital gains. So this 80% applies to that. I don't think it's such a bad idea to borrow money to buy assets. What do you think? Is this kind of mind shifting? When we borrow money from ourselves to go buy assets and then take the returns from the assets to pay that back and create a cycle of cash flow that keeps coming back in, you get what's a pretty strong system. And talking about systems, I have a system of policies. This is just not one whole life policy I use. I think we have 7 or 8 policies, one or two on my wife, one or two on me, actually two on me, and one on each of our children. So we've got a system of policies that provides us cash value when we access to cash when we need it for emergencies or for investments. And we use it for big purchases like cars and other things. So it works pretty well, and it's a great way. That's how I developed the Smart A strategy. Whatever your goal is, when you add alternatives to the equation, you're going to get there faster. You're going to get there much faster with alternatives, and you're going to also need to look simultaneously at your tax situation. If you're paying $100,000 a year in taxes on a $400,000 income, what if we could get rid of that $100,000 in taxes and instead flip that into investment money? What if we could zero out your income so that you can take that extra $100,000 and put it to work? How fast do you think you could reach your goals if you were flipping that paradigm? I'm here to tell you that the investment I invested in just yesterday will do that. It will give you back a lot of your income and reduce your taxes. If I had invested more money, I could zero my taxes out. I could literally pay the government no taxes. That's what your former president did, and that's what people like to make fun of him for. The truth is, behind the scenes, they knew he was smart, they knew he was right, and he had figured out one of the tax codes, one of the things that the government has put in place to promote the investment in this asset. He's figured it out. Now, he uses mostly real estate. It's not all just about real estate. There are tax advantages all across these assets, and we go find those advantages and we take advantage of them. We find those niches and we jump in and we take advantage. So I hope this video has been helpful to you. Don't worry about borrowing money if it's from the right place. I hope you enjoy these videos and put them to use. Don't just listen to this. Hey, let's talk, comment, like my content. I love doing these videos and be watching for the next one soon.